Blog Talk Radio. of well, my brothers and sisters. We're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. I've been much to perform in the course of this present Feast of Sukkot. But nevertheless, I find it necessary that we do come back here together. And I'm thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to speak these very precious words to you which He has given me. These very precious words which He has given me for the blessing of His people. And I thank the Most High indeed for every opportunity in which to do so. For He has told me, yes indeed He has told me, that I have for Him some very important things for Him to do. And He told me because of what I must do, He told me I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, He's told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But you know, somebody said, hope may be frail, but it's hard to kill. Well, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised, yes, indeed, the Most High has promised His people that He would bring to bear, yes, He would bring to bear, He'd bring to remembrance all things He has spoken, all things that He has promised, same word, by the mouth of His holy prophets since world began. Said Messiah will come for the restitution, the restoration, if you will, the remembrance of all these things. And whoever will not hearken to His voice, talking about Acts 3:18 through 23. His voice is inspired from the Most High. He said we'd be cut off from among the people. We should ask then, my brothers and sisters, how shall we avoid being cut off? And how shall we partake, my brothers and sisters, of the blessing of the Most High when He grants it? For indeed, there's a blessed reward, my brothers and sisters, for diligent response. I said there's a blessed reward for diligent response to the call of the Most High. I'd call attention to such scriptures as 2 Peter 1 through particularly 10, 11. And it speaks again about the need to be very diligent for knowledge. For, think about it, my brothers and sisters, those who have a foundation, a firm foundation upon which to grow, they, my brothers and sisters, shall be all the more easy to teach, be all the more easy for them, less difficult for them to come to the knowledge. Yes, less difficult for them. Comes into the knowledge of what indeed is the truth. That's why Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything He commanded. But He said, purge them, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach them that they must exceed then, my brothers and sisters, status quo. That they may be taught all things the Most High declared upon a firm foundation. For the nature of a faithful minister of Yah that He will seek to teach you all things. But a liar, my brothers and sisters, the nature of a liar that He will never tell you the whole truth. And discerning that men have walked upon a faulty foundation. He will always seek to tell you half truths, never telling you the whole truth, leaving you upon that faulty foundation, establishing snares that the half-truth, my brothers and sisters, remains also as bad as another lie. A half-truth, my brothers and sisters, in such a case, is a lie. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that, again, there's a blessed reward for hearing a diligent call, or responding diligently to a call from the Most High. Isaiah 26 is another good example. Isaiah 26, 9th chapter. Isaiah 26, chapter 9th verse. A little late in the evening, isn't it? And it relates this verse, my brothers and sisters, that the 26th chapter, 8th verse, speaking of those who recognize the righteous or upright one. Let's go back to Isaiah 26 and 7. I said Isaiah 26 and 7. The way of the righteous is smooth, O upright one. Same thing as righteous one. Make the path of the righteous level. Let us see clearly the way of Yah. Indeed, while following the way of thy judgments, O Yah, we have waited for thee eagerly. How about soft for thee also diligently? Thine for thy name, even thy remembrance, is the desire of our souls. In the night, my soul longs for thee. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks thee diligently. When the earth experiences thy judgments, the inhabitants of the world, when they experience thy judgments, when they experience your discipline, even when the discipline that is promised upon the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. But though the wicked is shown favor, the lawless, those who have not been diligent, not discern what Messiah meant when he said, be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Same context is relating that a world has indeed grown spiritually wearied, weak in discretion, but they who wait for him, look for him, seek him, are diligent in their pursuit of the knowledge of him. I said even knowledge of him from him. Wait for the Most High, not necessarily becoming so caught up in what they've heard from men, but seeking Yah. They'll wait for him, shall renew their strength. Even strength, my brothers and sisters, in him who exposes all the unrighteousness of the rulers. For he has been called of the righteousness of Yah. Read Isaiah 40, 27 through 41, 4, and understand what I'm speaking of. But it says in Isaiah 26, 10, though the wicked is shown favor, the lawless, those without discipline, those without stability, those without a foundation are shown favor. Though he be shown favor, he still does not learn righteousness. Though he be, even if he be shown the grace or the gift of Yah, because he has not been diligent to the call of brothers and sisters, he will deal unjustly in the land, even when there's shown uprightness, justice, and he does not perceive the majesty of Yah. O Yah, when thy hand is lifted up, yet they do not see it. But they shall see when they discern the zeal you have for your people. And they are put to shame. Indeed, fire will devour thine enemies. How about those who did not seek fully the righteousness of Yah? He said, you are my friend. If you do everything that I command, what are we getting at, my brothers and sisters? Let me continue. Isaiah, in the 28th chapter, says, to whom shall he teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand the report And all the verses before it relate that humanity has dwelt in an environment. Unstable. Yes, an unstable environment, brothers and sisters, after the misrepresentations of many, whereby even those who the men have considered wise, I said even those that men have been compelled to consider wise, who seem to be the reprovers of the reprovers, even they are unstable. Even they, my brothers and sisters, have grown indiscriminate. So to whom shall he teach knowledge and whom shall he make to understand the report? But those who still know that there's a need to seek the greater truth, transcending all else, for the Messiah said plainly, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. You shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He was speaking at a time when, because Israel had become scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealous Essenes, a multitude of diverse standards, that people did not discern in their compromises, still calling themselves Israel, what indeed was the righteousness of Yah. And if that was true for a case like that 2,000 years ago, Israel under the dominion of Rome, what do you think it is today, my brothers and sisters? What do you think it is today when that same Romish, Babylonish system still exists to have dominion over all the nations? In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, still holding the people in bondage. 45,000 denominations across 280 plus nations and counting. My brothers and sisters, do not men then absolutely need from the Most High a gift, a revelation from Him to discern who and what is wise? My brothers and sisters, apathy, compromise, negligence as a result of a multitude of diverse standards has compelled many not to realize just how much they need the Most High to discern what is the reality. But many would prefer to believe that simply what they choose to follow. I said simply what they choose to follow. What they pick is sufficient. 45,000 denominations. Who knows how many millions of people across the earth. All believe in something different. Shall we believe, my brothers and sisters, that such diversitude as this is sufficient unto salvation, sufficient unto the perfect will of one, sufficient unto all being made whole, sufficient unto all dwelling in peace? Or is, my brothers and sisters, the spell of this world, after the compromises of this world, can it be true, my brothers and sisters, because some find it very difficult to believe that the Most High, reveals himself to whom he will, shows mercy to whom he will, and also hardens the heart, or leaves hardened of heart whom he will. Faith, my brothers and sisters, consider what the scripture says. The salvation not of, how about the conceits of men? The status quo ideals of men, the constructs of men, salvation, even knowing what to believe, is a gift from Yah. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. How shall men discern beyond the multitude of diverse standards that exist among men today? Shall men say that they should discern this at their own behest, by their own power? Daniel 12:10 says that the wicked will not understand, but those who have done good works shall understand. Many shall be purged, tried, tested, and the wicked shall not understand, but those who have done good works are sought to perform what is the whole purpose of the Most High. What is fully according to His intents shall understand. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. What about Luke 21 again? Over and over again, if we understand well Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, we discern the Messiah speaks again and again about the persecution of the nations against the truth of the gospel, speaking even about the rise of many false prophets who will prophesy falsely, fallen standards, fallacy, deceitful standards, compelling people not to seek the greater truths, offering false gods, lesser standards, my brothers and sisters, calling themselves wise. Men bribed by greed, compel men to believe they are godly through much flattery and compromise. And men oftentimes made arrogant not to receive the greater reproof and truth. It comes from Yah himself. I think about scriptures, my brothers and sisters, like those at Isaiah 8:16 through 20. Messiah coming forth, saying, bind the testimony, seal the law. In other words, discern the fullness of what the Most High has intended for His people. And He says, when He comes forth to declare the testimony according to the fullness of the reckoning of all that is the law and the prophets, when He says, bind all the testimony, seal the law, meaning Old Testament, what they call Old Testament and New, discern how all these things work together. And He said that to many, this reckoning, or the fruition of this word, shall be a stumbling block to both the houses of Israel. Me and my brothers and sisters, what else but that even to the houses of Israel, it should be difficult for many to understand what Messiah meant when He said, think not that He come to abolish, destroy, or dishonor in any way the law of the prophets, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Many find it hard to believe that in a world so diverse that some simply have not heard or have not known, especially among their rulers, what is the true will of Yah. Many find it hard to believe that many who just simply have not heard or have not been willing to hear were lost. Say the gospel be hid, and that is a word from on high. It is hid to them that are lost, misled. Many find it hard to believe, my brothers and sisters, that being so misled due to human negligence and having fallen away for generations, many find it hard to believe that remaining in this blindness is a damnable state. But my brothers and sisters, just simply lacking knowledge and not seeking the remembrance of all things the Most High said is not only, my brothers and sisters, sin, but put it to you this way, it is not only separation from Yah, but it is a great provocation. If we are wise, we will consider not only what Romans 9 through 10 has to say about this, but so much of what is also written in Hebrews 3 and 4. When the scriptures talk about the provocation in the wilderness, it was relating, we're going to come back to this, Romans 9 through 10. Let me see if I can just place something in point. In Romans 9 through 10, we see much in the scriptures related to the value of faith. What is, in fact, faith? Does it nullify the law of the Most High? Absolutely not. But it nullifies the warfare and contention and confusion we see among men. It nullifies, listen to me, if we know we must hearken to Yah for the fullness of what He declares, we know that He has a standard. And it nullifies the grip that is upon our hearts after a world of compromise where by men see so many different representations, hey, and choose somehow to believe that they all are functioning fully after the Spirit. My brothers and sisters, Most High told me if I could look at all these contentions, differences, warfare, debates and doubts and believe that they were the work of His Spirit, He said I couldn't be a disciple unto Him. The truth is simply what it is. So let us consider, my brothers and sisters, what I'm telling you here. Let us consider what I'm telling you here. Hebrews 3rd and 4th, in particular, speak of the Shabbat. The Most High found it a great provocation that some chose, instead of focusing in the time that He declares that He would show His people the way of peace, I say the way of His covenant. He said, the scriptures speak of what is called the provocation in the wilderness. It was written, was related earlier in the book of Ezekiel, in the 20th chapter. It caused a provocation in the wilderness that they profaned the Sabbath day. I hope you understand, my brothers and sisters. The scripture says, this is the people, He said, He swore would not enter into His rest. Because they profaned the Sabbath day. When I speak about this, I'm relating to the scriptures, and if you read it closer for yourself, you find it in Ezekiel, where he talks about the provocation in the wilderness. At Ezekiel, in the 20th chapter, 10th, 25th verse or so, read it all, my brothers and sisters, you need it. And he says he was grieved with that generation, and he swore in his wrath they would not enter into his rest because they had not known his ways. This chapter talks about the people being faithful. Even Moshe was faithful in his house, in the house even of Messiah himself, for those who will understand it. Understand what this means. Shabbats were very serious business. Most High was bringing His people out of Egypt, out of the confusion of the nations, out from the mist, and that they be strong enough not to be dissuaded after the misconceit of the Gentiles. I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters. And because many were deceived, hearts remained deceived, indulgent, neglectful, compromised. Scripture says they did not know His ways. Therefore He swore in His wrath they should not enter into His rest. He said you are made partakers with the Messiah, and from beginning to end, according to the fullness of what He declares, constantly you are steadfast and partakers in His sure covenant. But the scriptures related something very important. Say, who was it? Who was it whose bones lay in the wilderness? Who was it whose bones lay in the wilderness? But those who did not believe. See, the gospel was preached to them. How about the word of the kingdom of Yah? The word from on high concerning the kingdom of Yah. What were they about to establish on earth? The kingdom of Yah. But it said it did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith in those who heard it. What are we talking about here, my brothers and sisters? Hearing the word of Yah, there are some, even to this day, that are fatally flattered. They hear that there is a need. Or they hear a word from the Most High, but they're not yet convinced that it's an absolute need, even a must and a requirement, that they follow this word. Some even consider themselves so favored in this society that they believe they can hear from the Most High, disobey, and still be favored. Should we continue in sin, provocation, disobedience, and expect His grace, His favor to abound? It says, Yah forbid. My brothers and sisters, There's a mass delusion going on in this world today. Again, we're in the midst of much misrepresentation. Men are compelled to believe that it's not so important for them to be in all things true under what Yah has declared. There are those who will say things like, hey, well, the whole world has sinned and fallen short of the glory. Do you think something falling short of the glory or that would exalt some lesser standard? False God? False doctrine? Lie? That the Most High has ever at any time given license for such as this to endure? How could he do that, my brothers and sisters, and then promise that there must be an end to this confusion? That Israel finally at last, according to Zephaniah 3:13, speaks no lies and do no iniquity. What men, my brothers and sisters, today have been spellbound after is a world wherein men find it very hard to believe that the Most High is going to defend with all absolution his holy name. Messiah said, if you fall victim to those who compromise his word, thou about compromise his word unto a multitude of curses, a multitude of divisions against his divine vision. Men possessed after their own ambitions rather than discerning the power, the authority, and the absolute sovereignty of Yah, seeking to twist things their own way. They find it hard to believe that's idolatry. They find it hard to believe that is a curse. They find it hard to believe, my brothers and sisters, that all of these multitude of partialities and pollutions are damnations. My brothers and sisters, false religion will tell you that Messiah gave his life for men neglectful, compromising, misrepresentative, not seeking to be true to him in all things, will still gain them confirmation, even favor by Yah to be constantly led. Messiah said, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Guard, maintain, defend the integrity of my commands, my word, my conscience. And he said, I'll reveal myself to you. But he said, the spirit of truth the world will not receive, meaning he does not reveal himself or would not continue to reveal himself to those who seek to constantly compromise his word after the misconceits of this world. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would, somebody said, push the envelope. Continue to seek to provoke him. Not discerning what the scriptures really mean when he says you should not take his name in vain. You swear by his name, you seek the fullness of his will. For his name declares that he is all that he is. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, again, regarding the scripture we find in Hebrews 3 and 4, it relates to the Shabbat and relates to his very serious business. I hope you understand that. He wants peace in this earth. He teaches what is that peace, what is that completion. The word for peace and completion are the same in the Shabbat. Even the Shabbat relates rest and seeking at a time. The Most High says you should seek to be complete unto all that is his will. To provoke the Most High, my brothers and sisters, and not seek to fully know his ways, that there remain contentions among the people, is a great provocation. Blessed are they who respect and honor the Most High, who revere him. Yes, my brothers and sisters, have reverence for him, knowing that he does have a reference point by which he discerns who are his servants and those who are not. Did you not hear, my brothers and sisters? Messiah will come forth saying, bind the testimony, seal the law, see all of it. And some, because they refuse to see all that is written in the law and the prophets, refuse to see what is the expectation of the Most High. That exceeding word will be a stumbling block to them. because they still are blinded by the warfare, the confusion, the debate, the doubt, the flaw, the false law. Let me tell you something. Flaw is false law. The fallen standard, the false law. Yes. So beguiled by the compromises in this world that they do not discern that the hope, my brothers and sisters, is according to a pure and perfect word that offers one choice. It's time that we discern. It's time that we discern the reality. For the way of the deceiver since the garden is that he compelled men to believe they could turn away from the pure will of Yah, declare their own godliness. You heard me. Men turning away from Yah, want to declare their own standards, still say they're worthy of the garden. My brothers and sisters, such standards only get men kicked out. It is a holy kingdom. And it's time men understand that. Why else do you think the scriptures speak of Messiah coming? Out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword. The word of Yah is living and sharper than the two-edged sword. Able to tell the point of division between soul and spirit, bone and marrow. Able to tell the thoughts and intents of the heart. How about that composite word, my brothers and sisters? Reckoning according to all things the Most High has said, will discern whether or not men have walked according to light or to darkness. And he says, if they do not discern, reckon the ultimately the fullness of this word, he said there's no light in them, no truth in them, no faith in them. For faith in Yah, my brothers and sisters, is not after the diverse standards of many, but the will of one. Who will discern this in his time? Messiah said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah if you follow someone who seeks to compel you foolishly after less. And those who would make fools of their brothers, he said, are guilty unto hellfire. But we live, we see a world with multitudes of misrepresentations all across the globe. And people have not understood that is what devils do. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, we understand what the scripture means when it says, after such treachery, after a multitude of misrepresentations, then he said, you shall not. I said, you shall not. He didn't say shall. He said, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Isn't it time we discern better than this illusion, my brothers and sisters? I say that it is. And I tell you on the authority the Most High has granted me that it's time we do see better than this. Because can you imagine in an effort for Zion to be corralled to follow the shepherd, that none feels the need upon hearing a call to respond wisely, how difficult it would be for the people to be reconciled justly? All my brothers and sisters, shall we resist the call to salvation and still be made whole? Resist the call to salvation and still receive the gift from on high that compels us to discern the righteous way. I believe, my brothers and sisters, that it's time we understand that it is indeed a gift from the Most High. It is indeed a gift from the Most High to discern what is to be believed. Is a gift from the Most High, my brothers and sisters. In an indiscriminate world, to know who and what to believe. The Messiah warned, beware of false prophets. Let us discern the meaning of these things. Yes, let us discern the real meaning of these words and be wise. I'd like to still call attention a little bit more of Hebrews because it helps to understand. It really truly helps to understand what Romans 9 through 10 is saying. It says, in the Aramaic text, it says, because the prophet, King David. Came after Joshua, the son of Nun. It said, because we know that between the time of Moshe and his successor, Yahushua, we know, my brothers and sisters, that what was brought in that time, you read 22nd chapter 1 through 6, that that was not the ultimate rest and peace the Most High has promised to his people. And he said, if that would have been the rest and peace that was promised and the fullness of all that was expected, he said, David, who came later, King David, who came later, would not have said, I pray you will understand this, my brother and sister, that David, King David, would not have said at a later time, it says, the way it's written in Hebrews, Hebrews 4. Let me pull up the verse for you. I'd like to show you exactly what I'm talking about, because many have a little trouble with that verse, because some people have compelled people to believe that that verse had to do with Sunday worship. Absolutely not. I'm going now to Hebrews. I'm going to the 4th chapter. I'm going to the... King James Version. Wow. 4 and 7. Again, he spoke of a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That comes from Psalm 95, the Davidic Psalm 95. Psalm called a psalm for a Sabbath day. Hebrews 4 and 8. For it really says, if Yahushua, they put down Jesus in King James Version, had given them rest, that he would not after have spoken of another day. Say, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And there are some who actually believe that this is talking about a specific... At this point, it's not talking about a specific day as much as it's talking about a time concerning the Most High establishing his peace. But I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, the Shabbat is granted that we discern how to prepare for the day of peace. And he says to a people that will not discern his ways of peace. He said to this people, they should not enter into his rest. So it's telling us, amongst other things, my brothers and sisters, if we are going to be participants in the kingdom of Yah, we have to learn the ways of the kingdom of Yah. Dare men say the king and the kingdom of Yah has no law to preserve its peace. It's insanity to believe so. In the Aramaic, it goes as far as to say, finally, that there remaineth unto the people of Yah, it is the duty even of the people of Yah to keep the Shabbat. Our brothers and sisters, for what purpose? To discern. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters. To keep the Shabbat, to learn of his ways. For whether or not we seek to learn fully of his ways, my brothers and sisters, discerns whether or not we have the love of Yah for the sake of his peace. Even the covenant of peace that gives forth an offering unto the Most High with which he is pleased. And if man is not willing to seek, my brothers and sisters, for that day which is called the day, the time when his rest shall be glorious. And he says straightforward that unto him shall all the nations seek, and his rest, his peace, shall be glorious. A time in which he will join all Israel as one beyond all their sins. How about all their allegiances, the misconceits and misrepresentations, denominations? Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, all the misrepresentations, the nations are in subjection to all those who would hide the greater truth. Remember I told you about the flaw of this world, my brothers and sisters? The flaw of this world is that many have been willing to call it faithfulness unto Yah, trusting any one of a multitude of diverse standards. But my brothers and sisters, a multitude of diverse standards is the work of a demon, the works of devils, the work of those who are neglectful, having not the love of the truth, those who trust in those who are still yet treacherous. My brothers and sisters, know ye not that the grace of Yah is that if you're following a deceiver, he would show you the way beyond such misconceit. It is his mercy, my brothers and sisters, that he teaches you what it is to believe him beyond the misconceits of man. And my brothers and sisters, those who are not concerned enough to know the difference, how can they prove for the love of Yah? How can they prove, indeed, that they are true to him? Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is the fullness of his word that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart. But many of my brothers and sisters find it difficult to believe and understand that faith is not defined as trust in a multitude of contentions. Faith is defined as your trust and your belief in Yah truly indeed as He is. And to discern that, my brothers and sisters, requires far more. I said it requires far more than ordinary discretion unto which man is ordinarily heir. To discern this, my brothers and sisters, requires, yes indeed, a very special gift from the Most High himself. Who is ready to understand it? There's a reason why at Romans 9th chapter it says that the Most High has mercy upon whom he will. And he hardens, or he hardens, King James Version, whom he will. Romans 9:18, therefore he had mercy on whom he will. He shows beyond misconceit on whom he will have mercy and whom he will harden. Some will say that in this the Most High has fault. But my brothers and sisters, who is the man to resist his will? It's because man, one scripture said, has not welcomed the truth of Yah with love. He was left a strong delusion that he should believe a lie, having preferences for unrighteousness, trusting in a pretense, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah will have to come to expose. 2 Thessalonians 2 relates it, and it's direct comparison, my brothers and sisters, to Isaiah 11. It says he will have to expose the wicked, and exposing all unrighteous, my brothers and sisters, is indeed a gift from him. The Most High has a right to make of what he will, what he will. Who, my brothers and sisters, shall resist him and then expect to still yet have his favor? Shall we continue in sin? Shall we continue after the apathy and misconceits of an indiscriminate world, not concerned with reverence for the exactitude and absolution that Yah is in his sovereignty, and still be counted worthy of his favor? He said the spirit of truth, the indiscriminate after this world. How about the warfare that's in this world, the contention that's in this world, confusion that's in this world, would not receive. But I want you to understand something. Isaiah 40 through 41 speaks about the time of our warfare, contentions. How about our being ensnared after the multitude of conceits this world offers must come to an end. All eyes must see what indeed is the glory of Yah. And it said even if whole nations are in unbelief, he would count those whole nations as if they were drops in a bucket. the whole world be a liar that Yah be true. And the Most High will, my brothers and sisters, will show favor to those who abide in Him, and yes, even destruction upon those who do not believe. And this He will do, He said, that He may make His power and His authority known. Blessed then, my brothers and sisters, are those who will believe. And I have much to say about this. I'm looking at my time. I've got about 7 minutes, a lot to cover. I might need to step up a little bit and understand what's really being said here. Because the Most High said that the Most High had left us a remnant to believe. We've been like Sodom and Gomorrah. Talking about Romans 9:29. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles who followed after righteousness, not after righteousness, have attained the righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith. Have all the Gentiles truly, though, however, my brothers and sisters, trusted that there's a need for absolute righteousness? But he was talking about those among the Gentiles, and primarily in the East, who had the expectation of the coming of a righteous one, that they must follow. They had a right belief, my brothers and sisters, that they had to discern beyond themselves. They looked for one who would bring forth healing and strength to his people. And how many, my brothers and sisters, have that expectation today? Those who wait for him shall renew their strength. They knew that they should not lean to their understanding, but look with great expectation for one unto whom the hidden things shall be revealed. That he make the crooked places straight. Blessed are they who understand what the prophecies are with that regard, my brothers and sisters. But it says in 9:31, but Israel was fallen after the law of righteousness. How about had the words? Has not attained to the law of righteousness, attained to the content and the requirement of righteousness. Wherefore? Because it says they sought it not by faith, not realizing the Most High meant everything that He says, seeking the full, that man must is required to follow after every iota of the precepts the Most High has declared and all its implications. But they sought nevertheless by to be justified by what the system and its compromises dared to call somehow sufficient. Therefore, they stumbled at the stumbling stone. They stumbled when they saw that absolute standard, that absolute unflinching standard. Find it amazing that in Isaiah 19, it talks about when the standard is raised, a word from on high is raised. In the King James Version, they said the people, the Egyptians, which really need discipline, will be put under a cruel Lord. Why? Because He declares an absolute standard. Brothers and sisters, if the Egyptians are delivered, or the heathen are delivered into the hands of one who would declare an absolute standard, that is a blessing. And it is a hope for deliverance. But that too is another scripture that needs to be a chapter in the book of Isaiah that needs to be looked at much more closely. It says, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whoever believes in Him, however, believe this exceeding absolute standard, they are they who should not be ashamed or fallen short. So he says, my brother, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel that they may be saved. Wow, look like I might have just enough time. How about made one according to a fuller standard? A full standard. Purity and completion offers one choice. A multitude of partialities and pollutions is a multitude of curses, damnation, indiscriminate. Hey, deception, my brothers and sisters. Deception, my brothers and sisters. And Israel is not a people that ought to be deceived. Israel, people that must overcome the world. Israel is a people that must speak no lies, do no iniquity, no harm, no one to harm, no one to misinfluence or distract among them. For I bear them record, they have a great zeal for God, for Yah. But the word down there, epinosis, means not for full discretion. If it were for full discretion, there would not be a statue, there would be none seeking to establish their own righteousness, but they would submit to the righteousness of Yah fully. For them being ignorant of, many being ignorant of the righteousness of Yah fully what it is, have sought to suppose and establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yah. I'm talking about the fullness of what is declared, my brothers and sisters, as an expectation for all His people, as a mutual covenant. For the Kurdi, I hope you understand what I'm saying, the righteous one whom was the expectation of the people who understood the prophecies of Isaiah, Malachi, and so many others. The righteous one that's written of in Isaiah 40-41. Is the end of man's trust in all the misruling influences of this world. Man's trust in the warfare, the contentions, that subjection to a multitude of worldly kings, that you might seek righteousness, or righteousness might be found to everyone who believes in him. All there's much to be said concerning this, my brothers and sisters, and granted an opportunity tonight. I'm going to see if it's possible for me to extend my time. And if so, I will do. Moshe did say that righteousness of law is, and righteousness could be attained, but it's by those who do it. I hope you understand it, my brothers and sisters. No one can perform fully what is the righteousness and the requirement of divine law, but by faith. And without faith, it's not possible to please him. Who will understand all these things in his time, my brothers and sisters? For this is the time for that understanding. What I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, is this. Discerning these words, we say the righteous of faith, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend unto heaven? Who shall descend into the deep, bring up the Messiah? Who shall go into heaven to bring him down? It's a matter of trusting, knowing who it is that is to be believed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's a matter of knowing who that it is to believe. Moshe sent forth the word. We understand that. Yeshua sent forth that word, but who discerned him? All the prophets have sent forth that word. But who shall discern? Who discerned them? The apostles did as well. So what is saying? But it's a matter
90
of faith.
Seconds.
But the faith, my brothers and sisters, discerning who and what, who is to be believed, is a gift. I said a gift from Yah. But who will understand it? It looks like I might have just enough time, heaven help us, just enough time to explain the main brunt of what I'm getting at tonight. Those who translated this book we call the Bible.
60 seconds.
Chosen to delete some context that would have been understood by those of old, whereby many wind up entirely missing the point. Most High told me to know what's said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what these scriptures are actually saying. Because believe me, as much as it said Israel did not attain to the righteousness of the law because they had the written law but did not seek it by faith. Hey, fallen scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, hey, was that faith in Yah? But he also told the Gentiles, be not wise in your own conceits, for the deliverer will come out of Zion, and that's an irrevocable promise. Gentiles today, to this very time, my brothers and sisters, all have rejected the stone which the builders reject. They all have, how does the scripture go exactly? In 118, the stone which the builders rejected have become the chief stone of the corner. To this very day, my brothers and sisters, that chief stone upon which the temple will be built is still rejected in this world. For whom Messiah said that he is, according to all the prophets of old, this world still rejects. So let me see if I can explain this to you a bit more clearly. At Romans 10 and 8, he said, the word is nigh to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The apostle was relating himself as truly one who preached the word from on high. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it requires a word from on high to discern who preaches a word from on high. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, he said, how about Yeshua as the Kurdi, the righteous one prophesied of old? Even the one who would destroy Babylon once and for all. He has many titles, my brothers and sisters, according to what is written of old by all the prophets. He's called the righteous one, like the rising sun that casts out all the darkness, that reveals the light the world would obscure, that a whole world would obscure. Come on, Isaiah 40, 1. He is called the King of the East. They put king down there in your King James Version to throw you off. It's 16:12-21. It's called the word of Yah, my brothers and sisters. at Revelation 19. He's called the King of the Medes, through whom Babylon will be destroyed once and for all. And you need to understand who the King of the Medes was and what that word Medes, they translated Medes in your English language. That's what now what it was called, my brothers and sisters, in the ancient language. And that, too, is a shock. And I'm talking about the idea about realizing that what is called Islam is chosen in a whole lot of ways. Well, it has retained certain ideas. But indeed, my brothers and sisters, the one called the Mahdi, the word for Med is Mahdi. And it's not talking about Islam in Jeremiah 51. Not the faith that we're going to talk about, that the one called Ibn Abdullah Muhammad. It's called the King of the Medes in 51:11-28, Yeremiahu. I would also call your attention, my brothers and sisters, such titles as Lord Our Righteousness, in Yeremiahu 23:5. Through whom Israel shall be saved, regathered, made whole, confirmed as one in his days. My brothers and sisters, in the King James Version, they called him Cyrus. One called the King of the East, Ker meaning sun, Tis meaning rise, the one through whom the ancient Achaemenid Medo-Persian Empire called Kurdistan was named. It was called Kurdistan for a reason. They took from you the right understanding because they didn't want you to understand the ancient connection between Abraham and the children of Israel. Abraham was a Kurd, brothers and sisters. And the sons, the faithful sons of Noah, called the Kurds the people of light, the people of the east. East, sunlight, rise, sunrise, morning star. Who Messiah is called. And believe me, there are many who pretend to be the morning star to cast out the darkness, but they are still yet the children of darkness. Luke 1:78 calls him, in some texts, sunrise, the dawning star. The day spring from on high, the springing of the day on high. Actually, my brothers and sisters, amazing enough, in Yeremiahu 23, the same title, Anatole, for the righteous one called the Lord Our Righteousness, that title reappears when they put down, call him the branch, the David, unto David, a righteous branch. Same title, the word for branch is that, like that, which springs forth, like the springing forth of the day, my brothers and sisters. Springing forth of a sprig or a branch. I want you to understand the truth, my brother and sister. They've been hiding a lot of things from you. Zechariah 3:8-6:12, when he calls one called the branch of David. The word there, my brother and sisters, again, Anatole, sunrise, Semach, Danka, all relate that same term, my brother and sisters, one who brings forth the light that the whole world would obscure. But it's not telling you that the way this comes to pass is that he must expose all the rulers, all the kings, all the priests, all the false prophets. I'm talking about Isaiah 41. I'm talking about Malachi 3rd chapter, 2nd to 3rd. I'm talking about Zechariah 10th chapter and the 13th chapter. They put it down in the plurality to keep you from understanding. He is the one called the cornerstone, the nail. I'm talking about now Isaiah 22nd chapter, Eliakim, the one whom Yah shall raise up, who shall remove that which seemed firm and shall be established in his place as firmity. The stone which the builders rejected and refused to this very day will become the chief stone of the corner when the false temples that men have built are torn down, that he might establish a firm one in his place. The one called Cyrus, the Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, is called, most I said of him, he is my shepherd. He said he will establish the foundation upon which Jerusalem and the temple shall be laid. He is the one the Most High calls Mashiach, the anointed. He is the one, my brothers and sisters. Scripture said would be given the secret things hidden in the secret places. All the things that the ruler sought to hide, make the crooked places straight. All men may know from the rising sun to the west, there's none else but the one Yah. I can only tell you that Rome took away from you the title Kurdishanya with regard to the what was the true title for Christianity. Kur, son, tis, rise, Shah, king, king of the east. They took that from you because you understood the Messiah will rebuke all the rule of a whole world, even as the gospel that itself declares the whole world has been foolish. If you knew that, my brothers and sisters, would you trust in those who misrepresent him? If you know that you have to have absolute discretion, would you trust in those, my brothers and sisters, who compromise this word after so many diverse ideas? Everybody wanted to declare so much of their own opinions that there is no sense of what indeed is the law. Would you trust in them, my brothers and sisters? Or would you know you need to seek beyond them? Far better to trust in the Most High, my brothers and sisters, than to trust in men. Better to trust in him than to trust in princes. Psalm 118 again. And again, my brothers and sisters, it says the stone which the builders refused become the chief stone in the corner. For it is upon the conscience that the Most High gives him in righteousness that the kingdom of Israel shall be restored. And by no means, my brothers and sisters, to relate the idea about somebody coming out of the sky. You really need to read that article on my website, hiddengospel.com, Secret City, and understand what Zephaniah talks about. He talks about a city from which Messiah shall emerge, but the wicked know no shame when he reveals the truth. Same thing as in Isaiah 24 through 27th chapter. Look at 26th through 10th verses. 24th chapter of Isaiah, 10 through 16th verses. Wow. Mouth's kind of dry, y'all. I would tell you also to look at the 25, 1 through 3rd verses of Isaiah and understand that prophecy as well. The 27th chapter, 9th through 12th verses of Isaiah, talks about that city that be overthrown again. In each case, it talks about overthrowing a city of confusion, a city of no understanding, that he might establish a city of peace. From a city of confusion to a city of peace, that's in Isaiah 24 to 27th chapter. The same story, my brothers and sisters, in the Aramaic in the 16th chapter of Isaiah. It talks about a city that would be destroyed. They call it the Ar of Moab, the city of Moab. You compare that to Numbers 24th chapter and understand 24th chapter 14th through 17th to 19 verses. So you're going to destroy him who seek to preserve the ways of the city. How about the ways of wickedness? This wicked status quo. Ar of Moab, Kur of Moab, relating the same thing. It's also in Yirmiyahu 48th chapter. A place called Kir Haris. You need to understand what that's about. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. And it talks about after the destruction of that city shall be established in Jerusalem a righteous king who sits upon the throne of David, hastening righteousness. Why did they tell you about that? I'm going to tell you about this rapture doctrine. And hey, Gentiles, after a Roman monk called Francisco de Rivera, a Franciscan Roman monk, came with this rapture doctrine, as if the Gentiles, without discretion, are just going to be zapped up to the sky somewhere. Abraham was promised the land. And they teach it as if the Gentiles are going to be zapped up, and if I guess anybody who's called the Jews and the unbelievers, they say, is going to be on earth. All my brothers and sisters, you need to look at Psalm 2 when it says, this one shall inherit all the nations. Israel even shall inherit all the lands. One that comes forth saying that because the kings, yes indeed, because the kings have conspired against the Most High and against his anointed, the people imagine vain things. But he should come forth and say, at a time when the Most High shall mock the world for its folly. He shall come forth saying, the Most High has spoken to him, you are my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. You need to understand what that's about, brothers and sisters. The world's already on shaky ground. People still provoking the Most High, forgetting that he said there will come a day that those who will not hearken to all that is spoken by the prophets, those who will not hearken to the fullness of the testimony, hey, because they chose to pick and choose. He said that fullness of the word will be a stumbling block to many, because there are many who call themselves wise, and they even seek to present their case as wise and not willing to seek the whole word. Such shame, my brothers and sisters. But to explain my point and to make these things more clear, if we really were to look at Romans 10 and 4, talking about the idea about those who before had trusted in the warfare of this world, seeking to establish their own righteousness, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, hey, want to pretend they do, seek to establish their own righteousness, hey, pride, greed, compelling them to lie against the Most High. Well, to transcend all such false prophets who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully the will of the Father, it says that the curdy, when they put down Christ, understand what the title really was. The righteous one. The one who reveals the invariant light, the glory of the Most High. They put down Christ, Greek word. And it doesn't relate anything monotheist. Heaven help us to understand. If you know that the Kurdi, the righteous one, comes to expose all these unrighteousness of the world, you know that he comes to abolish the fall, the false law. Hey, how about to bring about an absolution that you no longer trust the foolishness of man? That's exactly what's written in Isaiah 44. He comes to bring about an abolition or an end of your trust in the confusions that have distracted and left distraught, contentious the minds of men, bring an end of our warfare after the diversities of the nations, the sin that is still in the minds and hearts of many because they trust in a world that's status quo. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, they took from you the concept of the expectation of the Kurdi who establishes absolution. And in so doing, in taking away this expectation, they took away from you the faith. For if you know that you must be watchful to be able to comprehend and to discern the Son of Man, would you be so quick to just jeopardize or gamble away your soul? You just sit back and say, okay, I'll join somebody's group. Heaven help us. It means, Kurdi, my brothers and sisters, the end of man's trust in these flawed standards that would bring forth no peace. It's not a covenant, because if everybody declares their own opinion, my brothers and sisters, and calls it wise, there's no covenant at all. No peace. It means about an end of this world of confusion, an end of this Babylon, that we might see indeed for true righteousness. See what is true righteousness. Yes. And discern righteousness for righteousness' sake, to give glory unto the fullness of the holy name for those who would believe in him. For Moshe indeed declared, surely what is the righteousness of Yah? And he said that we must do it to live. But hear me, my brothers and sisters, no one fully performs the righteousness of Yah after his own imaginations. Carnal mind, brothers and sisters, enmity against the fullness of what is divine law, for his law is all that it is. Carnal mind, brothers and sisters, without faith, easily dissuaded after the miscompunctions of the flesh. Without faith, my brothers and sisters, believing there's a greater righteousness to be attained, something that causes man to be subdued, or let's just say subdues his flesh, seeking after the greater spirit that teaches all things. My brothers and sisters, it says to us, well, that if we walk according to the flesh, we will die. How about the confusion, the flaw of this world, the law of the flesh that opens the mind and heart to a multitude of worldly confusions? So if we walk after the flesh, we will die. We walk after the Spirit that teaches all things that we might discern the absolute. We'll live. He said that without faith it's not possible to please. How about for not possible to fully appease, please? Yeah. So the same with these scriptures are really saying, brothers and sisters, it comes from the Deuteronomy. Really need, serious need to read Deuteronomy 29:29 through 30:15. Because it talks about a bringing to remembrance all things the Most High has declared to his people. That we discern indeed what is the word of Yah. Again. Beyond all this confusion. Could they so easily follow Moshe, my brothers and sisters, lest Yah had confirmed in their hearts that he was to be believed? I want you to consider these things, my brothers and sisters. Romans 10:8, what saith the word? The word is nigh to thee even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we, and he was saying that he was one who preached it. Moshe, Yeshua, the prophets, the apostles, yes, they preached the word from on high that you might discern him who preaches the word from on high. He said, you confess the Kurd Yeshua as the Kurdi, the righteous one. That all may know from the rising sun of the west there's none else but Yah. And shall believe in your heart that Yah raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I'll tell you something, my brothers and sisters, that was known in the east, that the Messiah comes not once, not twice, but three times. Isaiah 11 says he comes a second time to regather his people as he did before from all those territories that were the Medo-Persian Empire that the Most High gave him that he might, in decreeing that Israel be brought back, that all should hear. All my brothers, when you look at was it 2 Chronicles and Ezra, and understand that those prophecies, the Most High said all the kingdom of the earth is Yah given him, gave them to him so that when he declared that Israel must return, all those who are in those lands subject to him must aid Israel's return, none being an obstacle. And whoever resists is an enemy. Whoever would even deceive Israel to follow after any other standard or any lesser standard, not seeking the whole armor of Yah, read Isaiah 59, is kind of an enemy. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what they did when they broke up these scrolls, what the Romans did. Say, whoever, I'd like to talk to you about the scriptures, like saying that Jew and, how about the Aramaic says Jew and Aramean, still speaking primarily to the people of the East, first and foremost, because that's where the church was. Later, the Romans came and they put in Greeks, as if to relate the primacy with regard to Grecian intrusion and confusion, having a primacy. All my brothers and sisters, you need to understand there's a difference between the people of the East and the people of the West. The people of the East have a monotheist expectation, West polytheist. Difference between the converted Jew and the unconverted Jew. Difference between the unconverted and the converted Gentile. And realize that many times in the scripture when it talks about talking to the Gentiles, he was talking to Gentiles who already had a foundation. At least they knew to expect an absolution and that Yah is one. Those of the West cared not for the sanctity of the holy name. In fact, they all they wanted to do is totally confuse people as to the nature of the Most High and make him another part of their pantheon according to all the pollutions that they already held dear. No greater corruption than this, my brothers and sisters. They should not take his name in vain. You should not swear by his name unto the emptiness or the vanity of anyone's presumptuousness. And he will not count blameless the man who does this. Don't we need more discernment, my brothers and sisters, than the world offers? He said the spirit of truth. How about those who trust to believe the diversities of this world? The spirit of truth. The testimony of truth they will not receive. Isn't it time we discern better? He says, in fact, the same obligation is upon both Jew and Gentile. Same Most High will offer him his riches, his blessing, his understanding, all that call upon him. But guess what? How can we call upon himself, call upon him How can men call upon him or be true to him, one, or invoke truly the name of one whom they never believed? What about if they just call upon his name unto impugn upon him their own misconceits? Is this representation or misrepresentation? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard, it asks? How shall they believe, obey, wherefore believe and obey, hear, understand, same, one whom they have not heard? How shall can they hear? How shall they believe? How shall they be true in representation of one whom they have not heard, or if they have no preacher? You need to understand what that scripture is about. Scripture says, when he appears, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Many of the leaders hadn't taught it. Read Isaiah 41:25-42:4. It says, in the last days, men will find out that they had never heard the gospel, never heard truly what is fully the word from on high, because men countermanded it after their multitude of partialities. That if men were asked a question, none could give an answer with which the Most High is pleased. So he said, therefore, behold my servant, my elect, my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, and understand what the scriptures are talking about when it says, kings should shut their mouths because of him, because they were neglectful in their doctrine. Because that which they had not considered, the people shall be made consider. So who shall believe his report? What about the scripture says that after that, and unto whom is the arm, the trusted ally, the strength, the true testimony, the true testifier of the Most High revealed? He said he had no form of comeliness with which men might desire him. How about he doesn't flatter the fatal illusions of men? All you need to understand says his vision is not like unto the Son of Man. They twist that up a little bit too in Isaiah 52. Gentile translation, brothers and sisters. But the true Son of Yah will see through all the illusions. It says at Romans 10:13, whoever shall call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. You know that comes from the scripture at Joel 2:32? It says, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to the remnant whom the Most High has called. Why did they take that out? So you wouldn't look for what's necessary to be true to a kingdom of peace that Yah said he would establish in Zion? Come on, my people. It's time to understand the real. See, how can they call on him whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him whom they don't have a preacher? How about the idea about hearing a word from Yah himself? Let us continue. How should they preach if they be sent? How should they have a message to testify something they haven't seen? As it is written, how beautiful over all the mountains, over all the nations, is the feet. How about the dominion of one that preaches the gospel of peace, the word that is not tainted or adulterated, or in any way dissuaded after the misconceits of man, that brings forth the tidings of good news? How about a whole word, a pure and perfect word that declares the will of one, that says unto Zion, ah, Yah reign beyond all the misconceits and misrulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, whatever they call themselves of the nations. He must deliver his people from them all, my brothers and sisters, that they speak no lies, no false doctrine, do no iniquity, and there be none destabilizing within or without. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the promise of Yah. At the 10th chapter, 16th verse, is a warning, however. The apostle says, but not all have obeyed, believed, heard, preached the gospel. Watch out for false prophets. A lot of folks seek to exalt themselves. For Isaiah said, our Lord, if you will understand, that means one who declares the fullness of our conscience. Understand, as a man believeth, so is he. What a man believes is God. That word Lord here relates to the concept of master. And there are many who have problems with the word, but they don't understand that word, when it talks about it in Hosea, it's talking about whether or not you will consider having one who teaches you discipline, whether or not you love his will or not, and whether you call one who brings that discipline beloved, or you will call him a hard master. But many will not understand that, my brothers and sisters, because they're so convinced by those who will cause them not to reason. It will be, for many people, it will be hard for them to understand that until it's a little bit late. We said, not all, he's warning, not all have obeyed, believed, heard, preached. The same word, the gospel, the word that is from on high. Many preaching a word that they created establishing their own righteousness, establishing their own ideal, their own presumptuousness, not knowing to wait for him that they might discern the righteousness of his law. For Isaiah said, who has believed our report? Isaiah, a truly inspired prophet from the Most High, said, who heard the words or the reasoning behind the words that Yah had given him? So then faith then, my brothers and sisters, has to do with transcending those who dissuade you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing a word. How about a word of promise, confirmation, that is from Yah himself? These words, my brothers and sisters, with regard to righteousness by faith, have to do with seeking the fullness of divine will by faith in him who is righteous and will not defame his name. What has he said? He must refine his people because he will not give his glory to another. He must awaken a people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor the fullness of righteousness. For all things in him will be a constancy.
90
irrevocable.
Seconds.
And blessed are they who will understand that. He will not deny himself. That was before. We must seek him as workmen, fully furnished unto all good works, studying to show ourselves approved, rightly discerning. I did not say divided the word of truth. He already said he will not deny himself. No, he does not divide his word. He does not deny himself. Blessed are they who understand that to deny the truth is to deny and to despise him. Ah, my brothers and sisters, they've done a lot under the auspices of Gentile mind to keep you from understanding the real. For the Most High told me, I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide and not pervert silence and destroy. That's a very important thing he told me I must do. Because it's all that word that the world has rejected and sought to pervert that man will be reminded of one day. And by that word, my brothers and sisters, shall the thoughts and intents of every heart be discerned. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters. Oh, I see you there, East Coast. For the promise. Wow. They told me every time about up. To his praise and his glory always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! I thank you all again for listening.